Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Who are the top three athletes in Chicago are to you?
Pete Carl Armstrong. I'm going to.
Number one?
Number one.
Okay.
Number two. Kyle Tucker. I'm about to blow your mind here. Number three. Seiya Suzuki. This man needs some credit, and I have discredited him in the past. It's time to look at this guy and say, let's give Seiya Suzuki a little bit of credit, man.
Yeah, that was a month ago today. Mark Grody gave his top three athletes in Chicago. And he went all baseball because apparently he forgot that the other sports exist, which is okay if that's what you want to do. He also forgot that the team on the South Side exists. Couldn't crack your top three?
There's really only one team right now that is existing. There's really one team that dominates the conversation on the score right now. It's not the White Sox. It's the Chicago Cubs. So why did you think that I would have Chicago, a team that has lost 100 games in back-to-back seasons?
The Bears reporter doesn't have a single Bear on his top three athletes list in the city of Chicago?
I keep it real, man. You know?
Okay.
I mean, like, I'm not ready to put Caleb Williams on that list.
I didn't have Caleb Williams on that list either.
I think the list is turning out to be pretty appropriate.
Okay, so do you feel like we owe you an apology for ridiculing your choice at number three?
Yeah, probably, just because you guys were both kind of like mean about it and condescending. Kind of like this texter here that said, Grody, do you actually know anything about baseball or sports? ISU educated explains a lot. It's just mean, man. Like, that's mean.
You went to Indiana State. You're sycamore.
Illinois State, baby.
Oh, my bad. My bad.
I can't take a texture seriously.
I was like, a sycamore, a cyclone. What is he? Like,
it's a red bird, dude. It's a red bird. Now, you're just like, you're condescending now, too, just because you went to a school that people actually know the name of and everything.
No, they come at me with, you went to Ole Miss. It's like, no, not that one. No, not the one with the Confederate flags. No, that's not how I got down back in 1996. But look, your Seiya point is salient. Listen, Seiya Suzuki is interesting in that the Cubs paid him a whole lot of money to be their best outfielder at the time, you know? And we were wondering what's going on with Seiya. And he has come in this season for, I think, a variety of reasons and had a much better year. There was a lot of talk about whether or not he was going to be okay with going from being the everyday right fielder to being a full-time designated hitter. Now, the thing is, he has played some games in the field. He's played 22 games in the outfield, 11 in left field, 11 in right field, right? So he's gotten some outfield mix, but he's been so much more productive this season from a power standpoint. Here's why I'm good with what happened with Seiya. In his first 3 years with the Cubs, he had 14 home runs, then 20 home runs, then 21 home runs. Now, he never played 140 games. So that's probably part of it. He already has 18 home runs this year. He's on pace to hit 40 bombs. His average down, 261, which would be the lowest average of his Major League Baseball career here in year four. His on-base percentage also down, 317, which would be the lowest of his time playing Major League Baseball. But here's the thing. He already has 18 home runs. He already has 18 doubles. The slug is at 536. And 536 is a number that your three-hole hitter should have. I think batting between Kyle Tucker and Pete Crow Armstrong over the last month plus has really benefited him. That 536 slug would be the highest, and his home run rate is 5.9%, which is up from his career rate of 3.8%. So clearly something has changed, something has happened. We're trying to figure out the answers. Well, listen to what Say himself had to say about his approach to the plate and being asked about that hard hit rate going up.
So he, before he was thinking that he doesn't want to strike out, but now he's trying to be more aggressive and then take more swings from the first pitch. That's how he's trying to do this year, and then it's been working.
Has there been any other time in your career where you've hit the ball continuously this hard?
So him being able to hit the ball hard is just a product of having good contact points.
So you hear from Say himself, Mark, and what I remember about when they signed him, the scouting report on this guy is that he's got good power and that he's a solid, he's like solid all the way around, right? But he has an excellent knowledge of the strike zone. And so that causes him to be maybe a little bit more selective than a guy in his position you would maybe want. But now he's throwing out the window. He's like, if I see a pitch I think I can hit, I'm going to hit it.
That's the way he should be doing it. Now, I remember his first year with the Cubs in particular. There were a lot of times where it looked like he was getting, and we heard, I think it was Nico Horner earlier this year, when we had Nico Horner on to talk about the umpire, when he had gotten ejected from the game, he actually went out of his way, did Nico Horner, to talk about how Seiya Suzuki this year still is getting squeezed by umpires on a lot of close calls, on a lot of caught looking. Same thing as his rookie year, too. I remember there's so many times where it's like, maybe Seiya ought to swing more. We appreciate the fact that he's taking pitches and he seems to have a good eye at the plate, but he was getting rung up on too many called third strikes his rookie year every year. And look, he had good numbers last year. I remember everybody trying to talk me into, you got to look deeper at the numbers for Seiya Suzuki. What everybody wanted is what he is finally providing this year. Like, Seiya Suzuki's been a good Cub. This year, he is doing things that are great numbers for him. And to add the, hey, you know what? The doubles are great. Hit the ball over the wall. Go ahead and hit the ball over the wall. And that's what we're seeing more from Seiya Suzuki and doing it in grand style. It feels like so many of his home runs this year have been like just the other day, the three-run homer in the Tuesday win over Milwaukee. Like every one seems to be a massive home run this year for Seiya Suzuki.
So PCA stole the show, of course, with his eighth inning theatrics.
Yeah, but really,
before
man.
Before that, the three-run homer is the one that gave the Cubs the lead.
Yes.
That is big. And
right.
Again, he hasn't been always healthy. He's never played 140 games as a major leaguer. But this year, he's only missed three games. His WAR is already at 1.7, so he's on pace to be around just under around four. And the OPS isn't that much different. So 2 years ago, it was 842. Last year, it was 848. Right now, it's 853. The difference is that OBP, which was 357, 366, now down to 317. Yeah, give me the slug over the OBP for my number three hitter, especially when you have Ian Happ at the top of the order and then Kyle Tucker in front of you. Give me all the slug. The OBP I'll gladly sacrifice for more slug, and I love that that's what's been going on with him specifically in this one.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And you talked about Nico Horner.
Yeah.
That clip that you talked about, yeah. We're going to play right now just to remind okay. people what Horner Sick. Had to say about Suzuki.
It's a fine line of, like, you know, you don't want to be a team that complains a bunch, and that's a tired act for sure. But when, you know, you have players that aren't getting calls that really are getting calls that really impact their bats, it's a big deal. And like, you know, Seiya in particular, I'm not sure if this year it's been the case, but he's had like a really strange amount of bad calls against him over the last couple of years. And he's not, you know, someone who's going to scream and yell at an umpire, but I feel a little more fiery when it happens to him, just because it feels like it happens a lot.
So there you have it from Nico, right?
It's interesting, man.
He's like, letting you know what it is and what it ain't.
Yeah, like, he seems genuinely PO'd at the umpire. Like, he's offended on behalf of Seiya Suzuki.
That's so what a teammate does, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but no, it's nice to hear that he genuinely seems concerned with that. But yeah, I mean, you watch, like, there's a decent amount of times where you see Seiya Suzuki taking a pitch and it getting called for a strike when it shouldn't be called for a strike.
I'm enjoying the bromance between Pete Crow Armstrong and Seiya Suzuki, and this kind of, not I guess sibling rivalry, but more like a outfield rivalry when it comes to the bombs, right? Because Seiya's got 18. Pete Crow Armstrong's got 19. They homered in the same game. Pete was like, oh, you caught up with me? Let me go ahead and get you one better. And it's been fun. And they asked Seiya after the game about him being right there with PCA, and they hitting home runs on the same day.
Well, Pete said you homered, so then he had to homer. What was your reaction?
So the first reaction was, why did we do that? But he was happy at the same time for him.
PCA, why do you do this? The defensive play was enough, and then you come up and was it the first pitch that he hit?
Oh, it was the first pitch
off of
first
Rob.
Pitch 452, 453, depending on who you ask.
Against, do you know who he hit it off of? Only I know this. Is anybody in this room, right, just off the top of your heads, did anybody know who he hit the home run off of?
David Eckstein.
No, it wasn't David Eckstein. It was a 2016 Chicago Cub.
What about thanks?
That he hit it off of. That's a rare thing. His name is Rob Zastrzyzny, and I only know this because I covered Rob Zastrzyzny.
Wait, you do know baseball? You've covered baseball before?
I know. I know. It's shocking. Like, every team in the league. It's amazing. And I always tell this story. If I ever told you guys the Rob Zastrzyzny story?
No, hit us.
Just really quick. It's really embarrassing. Actually, Rob Zastrzyzny played for the Cubs. I was doing pre and post back then. I had his phone number. I was working out one day. I accidentally conference called or video called Rob Zastrzyzny, who I'd never called in my life for anything. And so I butt dial a Major League Baseball player who was freaked out because he's on the up and down train of the minor leagues and the big leagues. So he's like, why the hell is this guy who does pre and post for the Cubs, why is he butt dialing me right now? It was
hilarious. He didn't know it was a butt dial.
Well, yeah. No, he didn't know. But I called him back, or I text him an hour later. I'm like, dude, I am sorry for that. And he's like, okay, I just wanted to make sure there wasn't some sort of issue. So it was
so quite, you thought this could be about his career.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yes. So I had a. So whenever I see
the harbinger of death,
the
Mark
name
Grody.
Rob Zastrzyzny, I'm like, oh yeah, Rob. And then there he was pitching against the Cubs, Rob Z, and boy, still, did PCA let her fly.
Still very much contributing to the Cubs.
Still contributing.
He had an offering for PCA, and PCA
success.
Said, "I will. I know exactly what to do with that."
Yes.
Speaking of Pete Crow Armstrong, listen to what he had to say as they go back and forth about Seiya's home run.
What was the funniest thing one of your teammates said when you came into the dugout? Because I saw you guys all laughing.
I mean, I was having a giggle with Seiya just because he hit a homer and I then had to match it. So I'm going to enjoy that continuous game of catch we're playing.
That courtesy of Marquee. And yeah, I think the competition is good for this team. Iron sharpens iron is one of the older cliches that we use to describe such situations. But the Cubs, they're having so much fun. And that's why I'm so upset that last night's game did not happen, because I wanted to have some fun. Like, I want to see some good baseball. I love good baseball.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, it was a total disappointment last night that there was no baseball for anybody to watch. Let's see, a couple of text messages. Seiya unlocked. Grody knows baseball. Grody is now qualified to be Secretary of Defense.
Don't you have a World Series ring, though?
If you have a World Series ring,
I think you know baseball.
Yeah, yeah,
why
I guess
Why don't you
so.
Wear the World Series ring?
What? Because it's just too gaudy. Like, it's like really,
okay.
You know, I mean, you're saying something. It's too much. Okay. I did for a while.
Speaking of gaudy, you ever been to the Windy City Smokeout and seen some of those get-ups in the dead of summer?
I have not, but I've seen Layla's pictures.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Listen all week for your chance to win a pair of general admission tickets to Windy City Smokeout. That's Saturday, July 12th, with performances by Kane Brown, Megan Maroney, and more. For tickets, visit WindyCitySmokeout.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.